Shemari mutsene makanaka.
Amen.
Imitenzwe Jesu Christ nokutenda imangwana nyano. Netari yatinayo kuya kwenyu nechimbi. Tinokutenda imaro makanaka, tirikurama matripas bemasai sai. Etari iyo ya makatisira. Tinokutenda imaro makanaka nekereke ino. Tinokutenda imaro makanaka na ma elders ayo. Tinokutenda imaro makanaka na umwe na umwe ari panzvimbo yake. Tinofara kunyange nerunziro yesarudzo yavaita mangwanani ano yokuti nguva yakwana yekuti vachiendera mberi mukuzadzisa kururama kose. Tinokutendai baba nenguva yose yapinda munorondo yatinotenda kuti manga muchishanda nekereke yenyu mina mato ichiswa vachimirira kwamuri kuti vabate kubva kumureza womweya mutsvene shuwo yamiinayo kukereke ino. Baba wakumusoro kudenga tinotenda nokuvonga nokuziva kuti zvose zviri mumaoko enyu. Rambai muchivapa simba, rambai muchivapa zivo nenjere, rambai muchivapa sekodzero yazvo. Baba makanaka tinochiisa sevisi nomuruoko rwenyu patinotanga. Burukirai pakati pekereke ino mugotaura kwatiri. Ndazviisawo muruoko rwenyu, kuda kwenyu ngakuite pano panyika sekumusoro kudenga, muzita raIshe Jesu Kristu tanamata nokusingaperi. Amen. Be seated.
Mungagare nyu pasi.
I would like to thank God this morning.
Yes, I
appreciate Brother McQuinnie here.
Brother McQuinnie pano.
Oh, let me stand here again to minister to you.
It is
our greatest pleasure to minister to the bride of Jesus Christ.
We are
so happy to see also this process which the board has come up with and consultation with the church. The decision of the church now to go into the process of electing a pastor. We thank God because it lays bare in the scripture and the message. That's the sovereignty of the church. No one man has a say so. No deacon board has a say so.
Amen.
No deacon board. Trustee has a say so. The church. That's the sovereignty of the church. They appoint their pastors. They appoint their trustees. They appoint their
deacons.
Amen. Just that channel will get you somewhere. We
certainly
appreciate that.
You know,
I've learned in life when things happen, don't be in a hurry.
Usave muchimbi chimbi.
Take your time.
Tora nguva yako.
And when you take your time,
kana watora nguva yako,
you give the Lord time and chance.
Unopa nguva nemkana.
To deal with your heart.
Kuti ushande nemoyo wako.
To see which way the tree is leaning.
Kuti uone kuti muti wakarerekera kupi.
And then the prophet says the tree always fall the way it leans. So you find sometimes when you make decisions under duress, under pressure, you don't get the best out of it. And you always want to go back and revise and think of a second option. But when you look on both sides, like you do when you are driving, you want to overtake, you just automatically take your side and start to go. You have chances of being rammed into or rammed into somebody. But a real driver will go into the rear view mirror, see if there is no car directly behind him.
We'll
check on the left rear view mirror, on the right, and when he has checked all sides and it's clear, then he can overtake.
You are
sure to get where you are getting
to.
It's great that the church is arriving at that decision.
And
by consensus.
That's
how the Holy Ghost leads.
He leads
through the hearts of his children.
You
can never underestimate that.
The
Holy Ghost is on the throne.
The
Holy Ghost is ruling.
He
speaks through the hearts of his children. Because God knows what he wants.
And
he inspires his children by the Holy Ghost.
That's
why we need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Then we only become a receiver, a transmitter of the heavenly bulletin. God bless you. This morning, by the grace of God, I pick up again a little thought. Just for a short while. Amen.
Amen.
I want to speak this morning as I read from Galatians chapter 6.
And you know, Dr. Ramangwana ni ano patir kuverenga kubakuwa Galatia.
And Ephesians 4:11-13.
Nava Ephesos 4.
Then after that we'll take our seats. I'll pick again 1 Chronicles 16:20-22. I'm picking on the subject of respect. And I believe now more and more as we slide into what you are just about to slide into as a church, it's good to pass some of these comments. Galatians 6:7 says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. I believe for the past how many months they have been sowing.
And
whatever you are sowing in those prayer meetings, sowing in those all night, sowing, you know, you have to reap that. The Bible says, you cannot ask for a fish from your father and he gives you a snake. He has to give you what you've asked for. He's so honest and so faithful to do so. Why he won't give you a snake is because he knows what's good for you. Now, Ephesians 4:11-13. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. May God add blessings to the reading of his word as we take ourselves. I want to read and pick 1 Chronicles 16:20-22. And when they went from nation to nation, and from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yay! God suffered no man. No matter how great, no matter how small, no matter how tall, no matter how wide, no matter how educated, no matter how uneducated, God suffered no man, not even a single man, not even a group of men, to do them wrong.
He's
a jealous God, watching over his own, not suffering any one of the people to do them any wrong.
Yay.
He reproved kings for their sake. He reproved kings for the sake of his children, for the sake of his anointed ones. May God bless actually his word this morning.
As we
I speak this morning on respect.
No,
it's a very varied and long subject, but I'll just speak things here and there. But today on this, maybe I dwell more on separation between the office and the office and the officer. But looking at respect. Looking at the man that you call the headmaster or the manager. Manager is the office.
Manager is the office.
Headmaster is the office.
Mukuru wechikoro, headmaster is office.
Right? Chinzimbo. Nemubati we chinzimbo.
Amen.
They are different.
Zvakasiyana zvinhu izvozvo.
Though inseparable, but they are different. And why we want to dissect this is to help us. There is many people today who are caught unawares. Things don't move in their lives. They pray until they think, Lord, is there something wrong with me? But there is certain things that are mentioned in the Bible and the Word we live unattended to. We think they don't matter. Yet it matters before God. Those aspects hold a key to unlock God's grace and mercy and love towards you. So sometimes as pastors, you look to your church, you see what's happening, you look at that one, you look at that one, maybe you see this direction. Sometimes but say, Lord, but why? Then the Lord begins to open up certain avenues. If only your church, if only these, your believers, can be able to be conscientized and to receive a revelation along these lines, what you desire to see in your church, you will see God do it.
Yes, ma'am?
It's one thing to have a pastor. But it's another thing to recognize his office. It's one thing to have a deacon, to have a trustee, but it's another thing to recognize his office.
Now,
every office which is a designation has what can I call it? Is things that go with it. For one to be a manager, the day he is appointed a manager, he is given that long letter which is asked after he has read to confirm by signing if he agrees to the rules of the game. We will expect you to do this. will expect you to do this, will expect you to do this, but also the company will offer this, will offer that, will offer this, and will offer that. So there is expectations on either way, on the part of the employer and the part of the employee. So any contract that you enter into is not one-sided. Every contract is two-sided. The side of the satisfaction, the side of the employer, and the side of satisfaction on the side of the employee. So it looks on the interests of both sides. So with the manager there, he has a whole list of duties that he has to fulfill, so the company can really say, okay, now he's doing it. And now also this manager has a whole list of expectations as listed he expects the company to honor. So the manager, that title is a term given to somebody who has got people under him that he is supervising. But this same man, back in his home, his husband. On the highway, he is a driver.
Amen.
So this same man, it's not three people. Brother driver, brother manager, and brother husband.
Amen. Na brother baba.
It's one man. But all these you see are offices that is operating under. Job description. But that doesn't make him two or three. It's just one. Now, can you give me an example of a school somewhere here in Harare?
Any school?
Church U. How many of you were educated at Churchill High School here?
Amen.
Now, if we ask the sister, the headmaster who was there when she was in school, is he still there? You can go in the foyer and see a list of headmasters that had at that school ever since it began. But each time you go there, they tell you, you want to see the headmaster? 5 years ago, you want to see the headmaster? Yes, you go see. 10 years to come, you want to see the headmaster? Yes, you go to see. That is an office. Are we together? That is an office. But the headmaster is an individual. Are we together? So the office does not die. The office goes on perpetually. That's why you see Brother Brown says, once somebody asks me a question, the prophet says, your pastor will see you through. Yes, he will see you through. It's the office of. It will see you through. Umuangora waenda. As munu ya anu ya office
you see him go, then someone else come into the office. Mwari
wandi zoro, zawandi tora, as munu ya umu achenda. The office continues.
Come, office
and the files are there in the office. Are we together? So we should be able to separate between the office and the officer. And when God deals with this, he deals with them with the office and the officer. As I will try and show. Are we together? Now. Respects. Separation between the office and the officer. Still looking distantly on, touch not my anointed ones, do my prophets no harm. So the scripture says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. This life is a life of sowing and reaping. Every day in one way you are sowing, in another way you are reaping. So don't be deceived. Whatever you are doing, whatever you are saying, whatever you are thinking, it's a seed. At some point, no matter how long it takes, it will have to germinate. For whatsoever a man soweth, so shall he reap. So you cannot sow some bananas and reap some mangoes. You cannot sow some rapoko and reap some maize. Because the law of the scripture is let every seed produce after its own kind. So whatever you are sowing has a kind. And a kind always has a life that follows it. That's why the scripture says you shall know them by their fruit. Because the fruit is the culmination of the life that was in the seed. It's the manifestation of what was in the seed. So the seed has become seed again in the fruit. And you either enjoy the fruit of the seed in the fruit, or you resent it. But it all goes back to what was sown in the ground. The ground does not change the type of a seed. That's why the grave will not change you. But what changes you is what you are listening to right now. And when you go in the grave, you go with it, and on the resurrection morning, whether you are under the sea, whether you are 6 feet down, wherever you are, let every seed produce after its own kind. There is going to be a resurrection. Hallelujah!
Yes, sir.
Say amen, somebody. Say hallelujah, somebody. Say praise God, somebody.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, so shall he reap. Nokuti rina manyanga hariputirwi.
Amen. As you said.
Mwanasikana wangu usaita msikanzwa. Mwanasikana wangu zvibate. Mwanasikana wangu, please keep yourself. You dodge around boys, you dodge around boys. And after some 3 months, what do we begin to see? You begin to change the type of dress. And what do we begin to see? You start vomiting. Avoiding certain type of food. You hid it from mother. You hid it from father. But the law of God says, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And the reaping is in broad daylight. Every man will see. You might sow it secretly. You might sow it alone. But my brother, when it germinates, whoever passes by will see that somebody sowed something here. And you know that seed is not going to be in a hurry. It gives itself time for scrutiny. It has to go through the hall of fame. Everybody passing by, seeing it as it matures to come to manifestation time. Then you will know this is what went into the ground.
Yes, sir.
Do not be deceived. God is not mocked.
Amen.
That's why in Shona, they say, Zipe inguva.
Give it time.
Kupiwa nguva.
Zipe
inguva.
Give it time.
chinuchose chinopuwa chinera zakawanda.
It will show many things.
Nguva inotsesenura zvakawanda. Payakatakura mabhokisi namabhokisi. Chapter after chapter ichiratidza zviri munguva. Asi ukamhanya unoskipa zvimwe zviri munguva. Zvauchazodzokera kwazviri futi mangwana kuda kutsvaga. Asi unenge watopfuronga kudhara.
Already.
That's why it's even in normal life. Every person who is born has got to go through the natural and normal process of growing. No matter how much food you give to the baby, no matter how nice it is, you go to Europe, you go to America, you go to Africa, you go to Asia, every human being goes through the same process of growth. You won't grow within a day. You are born. You are talking that day. You are eating that day. You are walking that day.
Give it time.
Are we together?
Am I still so serious? Nah. Because you know.
Nah.
Because you know.
So then comes the visions. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers, five offices there.
Now,
I was describing an office, the officer and the office. And those Ephesians 4, 11 to 13, those are offices, which the prophet refers to as office gifts. Gifts that operate within an office. It's not the nine spiritual gifts, but it's gifts that operate this, they operate in an office. Headmaster. Manager. Are we together? So right there he says, we're those that the fivefold, God sent them for a purpose. One is to perfect the saints. The ministration of the fivefold ministry is to perfect the saints. What for the rapture? What for the change of body? What for the resurrection? What for to meet him, the perfect one? So the fivefold perfect. And also it's for the work of the ministry. Now when you talk of the ministry now, it's a broad thing. God's operations. That's why sometimes the Apostle said there is a diversity of ministries. Diversity of ministries. But these are for the
work.
Now, each one of us here has a ministry. No matter how small, no matter how big, you ought to hear Paul complimenting certain brothers, certain sisters who were so profitable in his ministry. To some he says, and so and so, who are addicted to the ministry. They have an addiction to the ministry. Now when every church member knows his position, when he knows his press, then there is not going to be friction. Because the finger works as the finger. The eye works as the eye. The foot works as the foot. But all these members are working King for the perfection of this self-same body. It's working for the furtherance of the functioning of the body called Denmatanda. It won't work in disunity. It won't work to separate the hand. It won't work to separate the eye. But it works to unify the eye, the hand, the foot for the perfection of this body. That when the body wants to walk, it walks. When the body wants to catch, it catches. When the body wants to see, it sees. When the body wants to smell, it smells. Then you say, I am smelling, I am seeing. But it's individual members of the body that are working harmoniously together for the purpose of the body to fulfill its intended purpose. Now,
So for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. To edify the body of Jesus Christ. Not to destroy, but to edify. Now, it works till we all come in the unity of faith. So it brings the unity of faith. I'm happy when the deacon here was announcing. He was saying we are thankful for the unity of purpose. We were here some time back. And tell you we'll be back to you. Deacons, you know, just say now that we are back after we told forgotten. But we are watching and waiting to see certain things. But now we feel now we can move on. So we are back to you as a church, because the church has a say-so. In other words, we are doing it together for the unity of the church as oneness. And we saw this morning, I was a bit naughty, sorry brother, you need to lay your hand upon me. I saw your eyes were down there, but I said I will be a little naughty. I want to be a witness. I want to open my eyes. When Brother Ray there and Brother Stephen were counting, I said, yes, two are opening their eyes, I think. If he takes me to go to hell because my eyes are open, then I will go with my brothers also to hell. There will be three of us there. And we will cause a hell in hell until the devil will release us and say, we don't have such kind of stuff, go back. So I was looking. Then I saw those who want us to continue. To now we get to the stage where we choose a pastor. I saw a sea of hands. Because what are
they going to do it?
She mentioned, she got, I was. It's unifying the church in one purpose. And they said, we will involve you in the process. You are part of the whole process. You have a say-so. This church will say what it wants. You have a say-so by the Holy Ghost in you. What the Holy Ghost will sanction through you is what heaven is sanctioned. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, sir. We are different from the
nations.
Yes, sir.
Because mugaisira church mangwanaka kana zogohoma because chifundi chaka gohoma.
If the job of a pastor
tinokutaura dziri muchaka gohoma.
So difficult.
Unofunga kutiza nevanhu vari kundosiya.
Kuona
vari machenda vachenda vachenda vari mai vakashira. Kutiza chau ndakwenda. Wozonzo ndakugara South Africa.
And then you hear I'm saying in South Africa.
Uzinotiko ne ii munhu wehunhu unoenda so wakambiswa nani wamakwinye munhu wenyu wamakwinye wamakatipa aiwa zvino kana chechi aita iriyo inoti munhu wedu tichamira naye tichimutsigira basa richienda mberi iyo spoken words iyo kana wada kunyunyuta unobatwa unosungwa nespoken word.
Amen. If you want to go back here, the spoken word
will hold you. Votera ini. Handa kuvotera.
I didn't vote for you. Yonzi
hauna ko vamwe vazhinji.
But the rest of them, what did they do?
Spoken words zvinochikwana muna vamwe kwana. Kwana muchirongwa, kwana muchirongwa.
In the program.
Ukaramba kumira muchirongwa unofa.
If you don't fit in there, you are going
to die. Unofa ukaramba kumira muchirongwa. Pinda muchirongwa chamwari. Chirongwa chamwari shoko ramwari.
The program of God is the
word.
Yes, amen. Amen.
So you see there, my brother, my sister. Till we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Chronicles
16:20-22.
Chronicles 16:20. And when they went from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another kingdom,
they
passed through, and then they said, "No, they didn't allow those people to disturb them."
Amen.
And Abimelech
was rebuked.
Kuti uri demon romuni iwe.
Uri
demon rompombwe nai.
You put a demon of a
child. Chinda kunewa kuti wakamunyepera yano kutsura demon rinokunesa.
That demon is troubling you. Amen.
Wakatsura madzimambo.
He rebuked the kings.
Nokuda kwavo. Saying, touch not my anointed, draw my prophets no harm. God is very jealous over his children.
Let me tell you, brother, sister.
Mukutaura kwechishona vanoti pane chose chatinoita.
In Shona they say, in whatever we do,
ngatisiye mukana weukama.
Let's leave a chance for our relationship.
Nai.
Amen.
Muri muroora kwa sister ndiye muri muroora.
Mumba mano daughter-in-law.
Tuka baba baba kabereka murume. Mumba matora mafumo fushira. Mofushira baba murume. Woti vanhu vese muri mbwende dzavari mbwakara.
Oh, you are cowards.
And the person, I can do it alone.
I don't care. I can do
the person,
it
alone.
I don't care about anyone.
What's
your totem?
I'm
Chiera.
Vachiera, vazombova vakada sinyoro mazvinzwa. Kwanzi tukai.
Amen. But you should give a chance.
Mangwana mwana warwara, warwara mwana wakutandaza. Fau.
The child is about to die.
Ari maoko avachiera.
He's in the hands of Achiera.
Asi mwana ndiwo kwasinyoro.
But the child
is not from Achiera. Iwo kwachiera vaude mwana wavanhu kwaonai kuti mavaudza here vari dzomwana.
Did you tell the owners of the child?
Uku makafushira sadza ratezara.
You throw some.
Makati hachina basa nemi.
He said, I don't care about you. What are you going to do? Amen.
We differ.
Tinosiyana.
Asinosiyapo uka.
But we keep.
Because you know it's a marine zoguti zo mangwana.
So that tomorrow.
Munu iye iwo kudaro ndo mwari wano siyari pa island chete. Ndiye wano zotendera chete. Kuti akubatire iwe. Ano bvisa vamwe vose. Osiya iye chete.
And leave that person no, only to help you. Then you learn in your life. Amen.
Kulena pana brother ndipe iyo dora andina.
Kulena
pana brother onja vane mari yakawanda vanoti handaka ndakato
invest
andina. Kulena pana vakati handina.
You go to the next one, he says I don't have.
Wozungona uri kufamba.
and then you
You are saying, no, you are going to consume it.
You are lying.
Unoreba ne one day.
You grow taller in a day. Amen.
Ina ndi chikristo chiri super duper.
I don't want such a.
Chinongotambira mhepo kana ri bhora rihora rihandiri ndinoda rinorowa roya pasta. Chinyatso mzvengana nokumbotsika konzi bijana uchiyazo. Iro mudenga ira.
The one that is kicked up in the air, I don't like that.
Chinoda rinotambura.
I want the type of one that is like that.
Chinoda zvinhu zviriri. Zvinhu zviriri realistic.
Zvinhu zvecho kwani.
Iva munhu. And kana wa munhu wa mukristu. Wakakwana wakazara. Akazadzwa no.
Yes,
Amen.
You know, life teaches us that life is real.
I was looking at the bodies
that were
Mozambique.
And someone says, what does this mean?
Let's make sure we have the Holy Ghost. That's your brother. That's my... And we join hands. Hatina chokudada nacho pano. Hatina chokushunyira muromo kushunyira umwe pano pano. Ndiro chete iroro richatibatanidza. Ndiro richatisitsa iroro. Ndiro murume wandakaoneka nanga akati kuno munhu for sake.
That man maybe. And then he was taken by water. Maybe he was in Chimanimani. And then he was taken to the sea. And some will come and
take him. This life is empty. Never you live for this life. Never you live for this life. Live for the other life. Let's just have convenience in this life, but we are targeting something greater.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Now,
yes, sir.
I pick up this thing here, which I feel is a problem we face
as Christians,
and may God help us.
And
it has stood in our way of receiving our blessings. Jesus says, I can if you believe. He can if you believe this
word.
Now, in order to believe God, most people have to have something to look at.
Are you listening?
In order to believe God, most people have to have something to look at. Some visible, something to look at, to represent God.
Amen.
I believe one of the hardest, I want you to watch that, one of the hardest things that God has ever had to do was to get one mortal to believe another mortal.
Amen. Yes, I am.
It's
hard for God
to get people to look at the physical. Brother Vangavash announced Apana.
The brother was announced.
Why? Why you? Human for things to discredit one another. Or of things. Hakuna chinogona kuitika. Do his things. Gadzira mombe. Dzinobereka. Ana kugadzira mhou.
One cow.
Paka gadzira amai. Ana gadzira amai. Vamwe gadzira vana amai vakawanda. Kuro mwana anogona kuzviita of
food. What you are doing, someone else.
We always have some notes to make. Why this part?
Why is he preaching? Why does he preach here? Did he preach about polygamy? Did he preach about what he's preaching? Is it not in the Bible?
Why did you tell him?
And see how you are you should come to our place.
How do you get to it when the pastor closes? Saka iwe une the ideal man. Waona kuona achimira
pano.
Asi mwari vanongoita muitiro wavo vanoda usina dzvisisiki. Dzimwe dzavo tichazvizvisisa. Kana takurira tichazoonana.
Amen. If we understand it in heaven.
The question why many times sometimes cannot be answered. But sometimes it takes time. Then God will answer.
Amen.
If you know that name,
Look what he's preaching and the direction that he's taking.
Then you have blue, you have red man.
Bring the arrow to me. Let it prick my heart.
I'm tired of that is directed to me, Lord.
Amen.
I believe one of the hardest things that God has ever had to do was to get one mortal to believe another mortal.
What is man? What can he give me? What does he have?
Munuchi.
What is man?
Kusika tino reduce sana to
until we reduce one another to
certain level
and believe one another.
Vanhu vanenge vatumwa kubatsira.
Because the people who are sent to help you.
Kuchirwere chako chipore.
So that your disease can be cured. Muchato
wako usonanidzwe.
So that your
dambudzigoreka mbani yako rigadziriswe.
So that the problem of
namo dzemhuri mweya inotevera yamadzinga.
Iende. They can go away from you.
Unotadza kuzvigamuchira. Woramba uchirarama uri muuranga. Nenyaya yokushaya kuti mortal itende imwe mota.
You don't want to believe another human being. Amen. Yes, sir.
Iyo matikona ntore zvano ko announce izvo ndiwo vanani.
Tikon announce that who
are they?
Who is then going to announce it?
Chinjis na watunga miri naichi chingafamba
here. Do you have anything with that?
Pamba panda baba vanota kudai.
In the house that the father?
Asipo vata kudai handiwo havanosakura vangoti mai nevana handiito sakura iyo pamwe vanenge vari mumvuti vachinwira havo mvura yavo vachinwira musana
drinking some water
handizve
isn't that so
nai sisa marari pamba pakaita pamba pokuti vana vanoita zvavanoda baba vakangofunga kuti waivo bva vangoinda mai vakamboenda kumusha kwavo 5 weeks variyo zvinhu zvinofamba here baba vanenge vachibikirwa nani
who be cooking for the children
naiza marai ndima kadzi vakuruwanze vakadzi vakuruze vakadzi vadiki
vaudze
vakadzi vari kupota vachitizira kumusha kwana baba vachiye varume uno murume muchechi unopisa tsitsi every time unouya nembovha kuchechi kubva hakuna mai kana wakaroorwa rindana newako ipapo kana taenda tinoenda tose kana waenda unokasika kudzoka
if you go come back quickly amen Yes, sir.
Brother, I'm not going to be here. Mugara udaro ndinoto tendera ipapo manje.
If you do that, I will linger around that place.
One of the hardest things that God has ever had to do was to get one mortal to believe another mortal. We won't believe one another. And we are God's agency, we know that. Being God's agency, you are a transmitter. It's like, what do you call this? Money remit.
Amen.
Amen. You know, so many overseas, like money remit.
And Western Union.
Namkuru. Now you find that if you come right here, somebody is sending money by Mukuru, and you go to Cabs. When you go to Cabs, if they have sent $5, you should get $5. Why? Because this is only an agency. Germany is far away. But they put a little Germany here in Zimbabwe where you can get your money. In other words, an agency is just there to transmit what comes from the parent company. It doesn't have something new. Its values are of that land. What you were supposed to get from far away, you get it close by, but it's exactly what you are supposed to get there. And the prophet says, you are God's agency. You are God's transmitter. You are God's distributor. Hallelujah. Says ZBC in Efenyuro Zimbabwe.
Like ZBC is the national broadcaster.
Zimbabwe.
They are broadcasting from pocket
zero.
Now you are
God's agents. Uchitefenyura healing.
You are broadcasting healing.
Uchitefenyura deliverance.
Broadcasting deliverance.
Uchitefenyura kukunda.
Broadcasting.
Hallelujah! Totefenyura ere wakomana.
Do we broadcast?
Tombotefenyura ere iwe.
Continue broadcasting.
It's knowing now.
Yeah, the news.
Zichiverengwa nomutefenyuri.
Being read by the broadcaster.
Danny Matanga.
Danny Matanga.
Denga rataura mangwana nano richitizo.
Heaven has spoken this morning in this manner.
Pano mukomana wadzungaira.
wapambira dzachechi shanu nokumasisa chechi dzatsvaga mudzimai asi denga rataura richiti nhasi uno mudzimai wako uchitambira pane zvichaitika uchazviona
You will see.
Wanga uchitsvaga kwese asi ari pano paEastleigh.
You were looking around all the other places, but your wife is at Eastleigh.
Zvazoonekwa zvakare kuti izvo pakaita cyclone hombe.
There was a great cyclone.
Muguta reHarare.
In the city of Harare.
Miti mukuru.
And the big trees.
Pakasangana necyclone.
When they met up with the
son
of the Holy Ghost that fell, but what is surprising is this tree, their lives, they were not amening the word, but they are now amening the word. One of the trees is the jacaranda tree.
Wanga usingafambi nomukadzi wawo.
It would not work with the wife.
Asi mushure me cyclone yomwe yamutsene yaubata.
After the cyclone of the Holy Ghost.
Vakufamba vakabatana maoko.
Shuwa
rakacheka nyika. Tiri kuita sei mangwana nanhasi. Tiri kutefenyura. You are a receiver. God wants to use you. You are God's agency. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are God's agency. You transmit the waves of heaven. Kuchikoro uchipupura uri kutefenyura. Papasa uchipupura uri kutefenyura. Mubhazi uchipupura uri kutefenyura. Mamai apa nekizo akauya uchitaurana uri kutefenyura. Because you are God's agency.
Nekuti uri mumiririri waMwari iwe.
Naudza nhasi dzinoperera pano.
Now, the news, if you want to have another dose,
you
tune in on a Wednesday at
6
o'clock.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Say amen, somebody. Say hallelujah, somebody. Say praise God, somebody.
Praise God.
Now, do you see? Mortal beings find it hard to believe others.
Munhu wenyama anoomerwa nekutenda mune
munhu. Tinongochepesana uno ha uyu uyere.
Uyere uyu.
Uyere uyu.
You mean this one?
Amire umwe uyere uyu.
Then another one is
there. Upi wacho.
Now who do you want?
Chindini.
It's a selfish spirit.
Chindini.
If it were me.
Zvino hauziwe.
Now it's not you.
If all of us become headmasters,
will that be a proper school? That won't work.
That's why now you see,
Brother Branham
was challenged. He was told, if you can get the people to believe you. You see now the reason now? Because God knew it's difficult for a mortal to believe another mortal.
William Branham,
I'm sending you the gift of divine healing. But people will doubt you. People won't take what you are saying. But if you can get the people to believe you, yes, I'm not educated, I'm not learned. He says, I give you signs. Because people always want to see something supernatural so they can believe. And then Brother Brown was given the sign of the hand. Touch somebody, vibrations, you've got cancer. Next one. Prophetic gift. I see right there, sister. You've just been to the doctor. He has given you 2 weeks to live. I see a dark shadow over you. But if you believe me to be God's servant, if Jesus would come and stand before you in this suit, that, my way.
It goes over the head of our people. What they are saying was that Christ is here, but he has come
in a suit
called William Branham.
Dingori suit.
I am just a suit. But the God you are looking for,
what can deep fake, Brother Brown?
He has He is in me.
He says, if you believe me to be his servant, right now, you are healed. I can see that shadow. It's moving throughout there in Jesus Christ's name. What did you do for the sister to believe? He did something. In other words, it's hard for one mortal to believe another mortal.
Zvinoka zvakaomera munhu wenyama kuti atende mune mumwe munhu wenyama.
That's why you see also now with Moses.
Ndosaka muchiona na Moses.
Now Moses.
Moses.
I sent you.
Ndakutuma.
I cannot speak.
Handigone kutaura.
I can't do it.
Ina handikwanisi.
He says Moses.
Hans Moses.
I give you two sons.
Ndakupa zvirati.
What is that in your hand?
Chichiri muroko roko.
It's a stick.
Itsvimbo.
Throw it down.
Kanda basi.
He throws it down.
Kanda basi.
It becomes a snake.
Ndokuva nyoka.
Pick it up.
Nonga.
What is it?
Chichi.
It's a stick again.
Yava tsvimbo zvika.
First sign.
Chiratidzo
chekutanga. Second sign.
Chiratidzo chepiri.
Put your hand in your bosom. What is it? White with leprosy. Put it back. What is it? Clear. With those two signs, you can now go. Why was God doing that? It's hard for a mortal to believe another mortal. And our prophet was told, if you can get the people to believe you,
is that right?
Moses, Aaron.
Moses.
Miriam and Aaron.
Miriam and Aaron.
They were born with Moses. They knew him as their brother. They even knew the weaknesses of Moses. That he could not speak. They knew his naughtiness as a little boy. And all their knowledge of the past is what stumbled Miriam and Aaron. But brother,
it's just a suit.
If God would be standing here, dressed in this suit. In other words, Utoribano,
God is spirit and he works with the vessels of men.
That's why you go back to the Nufongo Tombu Kunga Chaizu, Utumbu Pempenda picture, go to Ringiros.
When you're helping
people,
somebody,
you Ringiros, I'm Shandala.
Because God uses men.
So you see there?
Murkuna.
So there, no, you see Moses, you know, how can you take too much upon yourself, Moses?
Moses, you
take too much upon yourself. Brother Branham Manuti.
Branham says,
there is no man.
Hakuna munhu.
Who can make himself what is not?
Anogona kuzviita zvinhu zvaasiri.
Sometimes when you see a man the way he is,
mukaona munhu achiita
zvaachiwa
zvaasiri, then you feel
there is no man who can make himself what he is.
Hakuna munhu anogona kuzviita.
God makes every man and shapes him for a particular purpose.
Marika ndo vanosika munhu, vomuumba nemwe nzira kuitira chinangwa chavo.
Ndidi. Kuna mwana anotofamba zvo akatobere iwe uchiona kuti hakuzvida anofamba akadai.
Say, yeah, this one is proud. Walks like this.
Zvakatanga paakarwadzwa norutivi asi kwamuona kuti kuzvida.
When he had a backup and others are saying he's proud.
Slant yake iyoyo.
That slant he has.
Mwari akatomupa.
God gave him that.
Achizondi ishabata musikana waashada kuroora.
He knew that that was going to attract his wife.
Ndakagara ndakada munhu iyi.
The wife is like, I always wanted somebody who walks like that.
Auzi this is house.
You do not make yourself what
or
you
else
are.
Or else that's hypocrisy. So their previous understanding and knowledge of Moses stumbled them.
Moses.
Sister,
the big sister Miriam was struck with leprosy.
He's
now furious.
And then what happens?
Leprosy struck.
Sizivarwatiwa.
Then the big sister
Moses umwechete ndiye akatozonamata.
The same Moses is the one that chema
chema pamberi pamwari.
And he cried before the Lord.
Ona iganinga yandwa dzinga nai mwaringa nai mwaringa nai mwari.
Won't you have mercy on her?
Zvakauma.
It's hard.
Yoza muchona kunyangwa varumene vakadza.
That's how you see husbands and wives.
Mwenguva tinombochepesana.
At times we belittle one another.
Takauya pane ndini ndine vana
5. I came here
7. Look only 5
Now if you 5 so what?
Baba vado kutaura kuti ndoda kutaura unotarisa ku side ngwa anosemesa ngwa waona mwana waita wiwi.
Wants to address the wife. The sister looks the other side like the child mai, is missing. But I am seeing.
Sometimes
zvinguva
munoziva daita izenda mberi mari dzese. Kuna vanhu vari kusafira zvinhu zvavasingazivi.
There are people that are suffering for things that they do not know.
Munoti Mrs. Branham mudai kuri kuti izvo muprofita wanga asiri muprofita pavakaita bunduriya handiraingonzi ibundu kurwara.
When Sister Branham had a cyst,
kwanga kuti kurwara kwokungouya kuya pane zvavakaita nemudziyo uyu.
That she had done to the
murume wako asi muranda wamwari.
But he's a servant of the Lord.
Ndi brother wako asi muranda wamwari.
Your brother, but he's a servant of
the
Lord.
Ndi mudikoni wako asi muranda wamwari.
Your deacon, but he's a servant of God.
Ndimo elder wako asi muranda wamwari.
Your elder, but he's a servant of God anyhow.
Kunzi wane cancer inouya nekuda kukusabata murume wako zvakanaka.
You now have cancer because you've ill-treated your husband.
Takati kuitwa ikaga unifanwa pa grocery $200 kuri pa $50.
Give me $200 every month, now he's given me 50.
Okari kutaura kwanesa ndiri sisters.
Now speaking
is become a sister.
Now I must act.
Brother vabuda ndobva kutora $200 chero kandere rat. Rabva rasundidzirwa.
Then the brother goes out and the sister
says, "Brother ndorira kuti rimwe plank robva ratodonha."
And one of the planks fell down.
Denga roti ndanzwa.
Then heaven says, "I have heard."
Noise yasvika kunoyandishatira.
They heard the noise of heaven. Zvino imai takutomboshanda
test.
Now we must work together.
Munoziva ameno mberi uchazobata. Mwari vanosvika pavanoti iwo handichada kuona uso hwako.
God comes to a time when he says, "I don't want to see your face."
What the brother and sister washaishana nawo ayanya epa yatosara yanya yako iwe neni. Haishina umwe mukati iwe neni tiri kupedzerana.
You between God and you. God will finish the issue. Kutoda kudo
industry, kutoda kuti inoza kuti aiwa.
Iya
pakati pako namwari ini.
This issue is now between you and God.
If you can get the people to believe you.
If
you don't respect the man,
kana ukasaremekedza munhu,
respect the office.
Remekedza office yake.
Chinoziva kaisiri unoona kuti hano unoza mudikoni wa mudikoni wa ha basiri chakamisa pa mudikoni wa chinochiziva.
You've got those
things.
Do you know what allowed him to be where he is? This one is daft.
Oh,
do you think the Bible says it needs those that are sly?
Pastor,
you're saying face to your pastor. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
And you bounce by the house of pastor.
See, they want to elect a pastor. We don't want to repeat things that are this guy, a guy. One person who doesn't sleep because of your issues.
You
say, this guy. This dude.
I'm fine, I'm not the pastor. I don't know whatever dude it is, whatever. But the thing is, no tower, there's no rain.
The pastors have been in trouble.
One day you think of me.
Lord, let me not rest because you cry and wail. Listen.
If you can't respect the man,
kana ukasarengedza munhu,
so he's differentiating the man and the office.
Kana kusiyanisa munhu
ne office. If you can't respect the man, respect the office he holds in God.
Office hallelujah.
You have your own idea of a pastor. You have your own idea of a deacon. You have your own idea of an officer. If you can't respect him, respect the office he holds in God. That's exactly right, see? Respect him. If a minister comes up your pastor, always respect him. I have heard of congregations talking about their pastor. How just talk about him, run him down, ridicule him. How is that pastor ever going to do anything for you? He can't do it. He can stand and preach 5 months to you and your wife, but he can help you because you don't believe him, because you don't respect the office. Because every office has its privileges to those who accept it, and it has also its curses to those who don't accept it. Ndopunzo headmaster iye mpfupi zvake uri murefu kuti zvino nemasimba ndakapiwa sa headmaster pachikoro chino ndakunyora kuministry ndasuspenda uyu for 1 year without pay.
I'm re
subject your approval.
I am suspending this one for 1 year without
pay. Masimba manje
he's exercising his
office
power
yake.
Of his office.
Every office has its authority.
Office
every office has its power.
Office
and if you don't recognize that office,
you
either
office.
Get the curses of it or the benefits of
iwewe
it.
Ungatuana rupafazo kana zvituko zveofisi.
Urikusadhara nechirwere chakunetsa kwamakore. But the pastor is preaching every day. He's the messenger of that local assembly.
He's coming with the message.
He's there to deliver it to you. But because you can't accept him, because you can't acknowledge that office, unongora bauchirwara mwachuya vachirane zvapupu uchingorwara wakana.
Others are coming with testimonies.
Munoramba muchingorovana kumba muchingotukana.
You go to your house and you fight.
Iye achitsura zvakada.
And he is rebuking in that manner.
So I've heard of congregation talk about that. How is that pastor ever going to help you to do anything for you? He can't do it. If you don't, I don't say this church, but I mean churches, yes. I don't say this church, but I mean churches. I have seen that. You've got to love your pastor. You've got to know that he's a human being.
A pastor is a man like
he's
all of us.
He's a man of like passions.
Don't make him an angel when he's not.
How can a pastor do that? How can a deacon do that? How can an officer do that?
Who says they can't do that?
Is
the body a vessel full of weaknesses?
Surely
the way he is shaking his head is demonic.
And
I'm seeing some demons.
Kuuya kuchurch nhasino only demon
and come to church this
demon rasiya comfort zone yaro.
A demon has left his comfort zone.
Ndizime mota dzandiona panza kudai ndinayo inini handitopini muchurch ndinoenda pa wifi church
ndichiwo. If I own one of those I won't come in church.
Kana
dzimwe
dzimba dzacho ndikadzipiwa ino kuchurch handiuyi ndotopadza ndiri kumba ikoko.
Some of the houses I won't come to church. Why would I come to church?
Woti munhu akadaro ei demon vakomanaka ngatishandure miromo yenu. Miromo ino tiparira miromo ino.
They create faults and errors.
You reap what you sow. Uchakoo
wazawono jigara iwe.
Ukati mwana warizi idimoni kodi imenzi zundu mai vacho vachinzwa. Watotanga imwe nyaya na mai vacho.
Started an issue with the mother.
Watanga imwe nyaya na baba vacho.
Started an issue with the father.
Vanhu ava vane muridzi. Wow.
These people have gotten honor.
And God now.
Who is jealous over them.
Ah, we are good.
That one is a baboon. That one is a dog. Some of these things that you hear being spoken.
Receive the Holy Ghost.
Who close some of those words.
You've got to love your pastor. You've got to know that he is a human being. But yet God has made him his, capital letter H. God has made him his pastor. Too bad.
Can I sing a moody? You don't love him?
Too bad. Elijah. He was a pastor.
They were busy plotting. How do we kill him? Kill Elijah. But still Jezebel
didn't
know that the guy was his pastor.
Then you have got to respect him in that manner. The Holy Ghost has made him overseer. Then you have got to respect him. And no matter what the pastor has done, if you respect him in your heart, as God said, God will respect you for doing
it.
If you sow hate, you are going to reap respect for yourself.
If you curse, you curse yourself. Whatever you do, it comes back to you. Everything is going to manifest because it's
Because what comes up is what goes up is what comes around.
Now, you know, whatever you do, you're doing it for yourself. What goes around comes around.
This brother,
I don't want to see him. You must know that there is also one brother who doesn't want to see
you.
I feel irritated. Somebody is going to be irritated by your presence.
Now, why do
you preach some of these things?
There is many people who cannot go nowhere. The ministry of Christ, 53, paragraph 2. That's the reason you can't get nowhere. That's the reason sometimes some believers cannot go nowhere. That's right. Now, they never told me to say this. But brother, if you can't have faith in your pastor, get rid of him. That's right. Your pastor can help you today if you got faith in him. In other words, if you don't have faith in him, he cannot help you. God wants
the real things.
This man
that I'm staying with is referring to the husband.
Baba.
Saying this man.
And I have been
my daughter.
Membership.
If you didn't know
that,
you must forget.
Unaona sani boy na tibo yuna na geru. I'm here to stay.
Unoko
na boy na dosala ndega pani.
You might go, but I'll stay here.
Zinodau kungoni mikeza, nukungo pana onzimbo.
One another respects and give yourself.
Dizo kuyange nomimba yamwari kuremekedzana nokungopana ochinzimbo.
You must respect one another, give your brother their place.
Still tika differ, tinoto differ ne principle.
If we differ, we differ
in rudo.
With the principle and the law.
Principle is principle.
Kana paine murayiro uripo ndiwo hauchinje.
You can offer my studies. You offer your
You
know where we are going, no brother. No more results, any?
Is that your
results? You can try again.
We
know for you. No for
you are daft.
That's why you're not going to go.
Were you skipping lessons?
You are saying the same message. But how you say it?
I see my tower on the
The way
you fight
it all you are in trouble with your
workmates because of
the men. Because
you've got a wrong forked tongue.
Forked tongue, brother, but my poster. You have
got a tongue that's decayed. Now there is some behaviors that's hard to understand. Where you are just pricking people. At work you are pricking people.
Porcupine.
When it sees a porcupine, it
will see it. When you
receive everything you do is
the
There are some men that when you see them on the road, you can't even start.
Get out of the road.
This is not your only road. This is not your road, your personal road. The Holy Ghost is important. There are other people that cannot be started. This is what I wanted to do. Yes.
Exactly
what I was planning, my brother. You little girls, that's
just
men. You need to be taught. You must be tuned and ready.
You know?
If you do an
over,
it must come back and be re-talked again and again so that it
doesn't.
It's not what you came with from your father. It's a new government. A new dispensation in your home. Have you heard that? You must allow yourself to be ruled over.
Sister Dogas.
She enjoys being ruled over by the brother. You must be ruled over.
Doki.
Doki.
Anza. Hello. Tenzi wangu mambo wangu na
My Lord.
Kanaiwa bwana. Pastor ngavandada.
Ndokuti
vanasikana va Abraham ndo zvavanoita. Vanotishewe. Tenzi wangu. Ndimamboka.
He is a Lord.
Muchimiro cha tenzika.
In the stature of
Christ.
You don't respect the Lord you have in your house. How will you respect the Lord you haven't seen?
And
you're saying, Brother Ben, my Lord, he's the Lord. He's a king.
Since I got you, I must agree.
The manner in which you have laughed. Pastor, what has gotten onto you now?
kutenzi wangu na Ray. Mnomuza Ray. Ray daka vana ya kureka.
I came from far with Ray.
Hallelujah! Say amen. Say hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah, mungu munu.
Mama ima kuru mnibasa. Rugu zizawa na wadi.
The elder sisters, you bought some work on him.
No,
you don't do things that way. No, you don't do things that way.
Can I Peter wear kumba?
When Peter comes home,
can I Peter wear kumba? No, tambira mapea peki.
Even if he doesn't, ever, we are now.
Can you tambira? Nachadina show.
What do you want to
do? Shalom, no, wango pindo da chino tambira upenyu.
Shalom says, I'm receiving life.
Unaona nyaye upenyu senyaye diginyaye ombekwa. Upenyu wakapiwa na Mwari kuti tora Peter upenyu wandakupa. Dewa akotora.
Take it.
Izango barwa zvimwe zvima Peter zvakangowana zvima Peter upenyu wakapiwa. Nyaso kugama unyaso uonga nokutenda kuti Mwari makandionei. Makandionei Mwari nai nai nai. Variko vachinjo varingoora kuvasina varume. Asi nyasha dzaMwari.
But the grace of God.
Nyasha pamusoro penyasha.
Grace upon grace.
Dawson. Nyasha.
Dawson. Nyasha.
Mwanangu, tora kusoka tora munhu. Nyaso mugeza kumeso nyaso isa mafuta pamhino yake nendebvu zvacho nyaso isa mafuta
kuti sweet
heart. He is the only one over the face of the earth. Iwe kayo mangwana unonzi wadhadha riri mota.
Tomorrow they will bring a duckling.
Ndopa munokonewa ipapo muri kutadza kuvaita zvakanaka.
You are not treating them right.
Zveiwa hapo. Murume mukuru amunyari. Ndo nyari.
Very old man now, won't he have no shame?
Vakomana. Ndokusaka michato ichipwa nyika izvizvi.
That is why this
thing. Tirikurova ipapo nokuti michato yapa njodzi.
I'm hitting that because marriages are on the rocks.
Amen. That's the reason you can't go nowhere. That's right.
Now,
they never told me that this brother. Okay. But you've got to believe him. Believe him to be a man of God. Sometimes he can't come every time you snap your fingers, not supposed. So he's supposed to follow what God says do.
Pastor, when you came in late, I got into prayer.
And
I found myself well.
The office and the officer.
Office in Mbati Wai.
Chinzimbo no Mbati Wai. Chinzimbo no Mbati Wai.
Now,
then gifts, where Paul says, I pray earnestly for the best gift.
Paul Pano Tishno Kumbira.
Those are church gifts.
Church.
That's not offices.
Office.
There is a gift and then an office, says Brother Branham. It's an office, that's a prophet. There is a lot of difference between a prophet and a gift of prophecy.
There is a difference.
A gift of prophecy and a prophet. So, quickly. The fivefold ministry are office gifts. In other words, those who are in there, they are office holders. In one message says there are five offices, ordained offices of God. Five ordained offices of God. To some he gave teachers, to some apostles, to some prophets, to some. Now, God sent to that office gifts.
That's the Bible.
Are sent by God. So ordained of God. And they are set into the church. They are born in you. Them traits are born in you when you come to this world. You just find your position. Go on with Christ. And all those things are in the kingdom of God. And all of its for the perfecting of the church and to bring it together. So those office gifts, the fivefold ministry, are office gifts. But they are different now. They are different now from the 9 spiritual gifts. Because with the 9 spiritual gifts, today it can be on that one. Tomorrow it can be on that one. And those ones are, like if it's prophecy or speaking in tongues, is subject to being judged. They've got to be set before judges. But then Abraham says, have you ever seen Jeremiah or Isaiah prophesying? And then you have somebody judging the prophets of Isaiah.
No.
Because those are office gifts.
It's
gifts that operate in an office. That's why now here Abraham says, at least
if you refuse now,
if you don't respect the man, respect the office that he is holding. Why? Because it's an office that God has placed in.
Now,
God elects you to office.
The NFL
56. Of course, some are called apostles and prophets and teachers and evangelists and church officers and so on. God has placed in the church these things. But I'm talking about measures of grace, overcoming grace to each one.
So
each one of those offices is given a measure of grace to be able to be executed. Because he didn't just put himself there. God ordained him. And with the office, God gives a measure of grace. There is a measure of grace
that they are given that's commensurate with their offices.
So, overcoming grace to each one. Then he elects you to your office. So you see now, when you speak of a prophet, he is ordained of God, born from his mother's womb. A prophet is not a prophet, that is the message of grace, 61, paragraph 193. A prophet is not a prophet if somebody lays hands on him and makes him a prophet.
Have you ever heard Jeremiah say, Elijah was ordained by somebody?
He is born a prophet. Born into that office. A prophet is born from his mother's womb.
He's
a prophet, see? He is always a prophet, see? That's why he says, behold, I send you Elijah. Brother, that was generations and generations. But Elijah was to come anyhow. Foreordained of God. That's why you see Brother Branham's ministry was pictured in nature. The 7 peaks speaking about his ministry. But these mountains were there since creation. Look at this face on those mountains put there when God was creating the earth. In other words, that ministry did not start to come when Brother Branham was in the Baptist, when he came out of the Baptist, or when he came into his second pool, or when he entered the third pool, he was born a prophet. Only that is the law of God. Everything has got to have progression. Everything has got to grow. From the first pool to the second pool. From the second pool to the third pool. It's the law of God. Now, so church gifts is different from office gifts. Now, gifts where Paul says, I pray earnestly for these gifts, is that those are church gifts.
Because
that's not offices. There is a gift and then an office. Now, office and officer, I think I end up there.
Just explaining a few things there. Moses was a prophet. There was Moses the man. There was Moses the office. Are we together? And these are so intertwined. That's why it becomes difficult. When Sister Branham smashes the door, she is thinking of Moses the man, my husband. You should discipline Joseph. Forgetting that there is also Moses the office, which is answerable to God, which God is jealousy over. Are we together? So we see there Moses, remember, he came with the sign of the hands, sign of the stick, at a certain point of his ministry, because everything has got to grow, everything has got to advance. Since God has made things in such a way that they've got to advance. But his ministry comes to a point where God now wanted to drop all the things that were helping people to believe Moses. He wanted now them to walk by the word which would come through the mouth of Moses. So at one point he says, take a stick, strike the rock, water came out of the rock. But in a certain stage of the journey, he says, Moses, enough is enough. The people now have gotten to believe you. Instead of striking the rock, Moses now speak to the rock. I want to show you it was not the stick. I want to show you it was not the hand. That's why here Brother Branham says divine, he says discernment does not heal anybody. But it just awakens people to see that God is there. But what heals is your faith in God's word. So when you see a snake from a stick, say, oh, so God is here. Your faith rises, you catch your thing. But when you get to a place where you've grasped it, you can do without the stick. You can do without the hand. So you say, now Moses, speak to the rock. But when he says speak to the rock, Moses, because of the pressure of the people,
if you are working with people, don't allow them to put pressure on you. They will push you into things. And God will come back and ask answers from you.
This is the right thing. But
it's also in men. If you stand with the truth, after some time, they get to appreciate.
See,
if I've been put under pressure, they've now been moving with the 323.
Brother, Super 7.
No, these are the brothers. He's now in a Super 7.
Don't allow people to put you under pressure.
You must move with the
323.
Or if it's an RFO.
I
used to move around with
the
God wanted to belittle you and wants to fix one or two things on you.
As I to Pajero in Andrimo, one of the Fura, the Kemchimbo Kendonga Pandonga Po, Kendonga Kayak.
Champion gear. And then the Pajero goes.
I'm just following.
When they get to a
funeral,
when
they park, I park my
RV.
Am I dead? Am I dead?
So in the streets, one of them is in the shanty. Uchashika wakati nguwa yako ya kwana hiko nako bila vya kuresha.
When your season is upon you,
famba nendima yako.
Go with your portion.
Kwa hava kwa msisa hibo bunukuzia.
Do you know what is taking him right there?
Hey brother. Dewa namu ni chikomo chenji, chikomo chenji, chino chikomo.
You've got that mountain.
Chikashiba kutindo.
It's a blackish mountain.
Chikakusisa hiba chikomo chenji uchisa.
Do I know what
you want to do today? Lord, I must be protected. Kana nguwe kandi pere usasika uchikomo ndizo zvomwari iyi papese pandiri pakadipanya ndio attitude inoita kuti mwari vafare newe iyoyo
asuka
vanomweya wegodo nomweya zvaitirwe aiwa zvaiwa zvemwari havana mafavors
God has got no favors
nei system mwari havana mafavors imi system akandikadza
do you think God has got favors
zvino munonetseka nei
why are you being troubled
musadaro kanini
do not be troubled
musadaro
do not be troubled it will come
ndakainda kumbakwa na sister ningi ndakainda ikoko masofa acho kanenge kadamu kungakadamuka ka fish pond
looks like a fishing pond
is baba unokuziya
do you know where they
chamusisa ipo unokuziya
do you know what is taking him there
then they when they mbubvunza kuti anobona mata sei ndombotoro tipi zvamana matiro ake
and I'll take a tip of how they worship
zvigombori unoda sikuna mata hudi.
You want blessings but you don't want to pray.
Kumburi unoda sikuya kumisanyo haudi.
You want blessings but you don't want to pray.
Amari kuroma all night banapa iwa haudi.
Others are doing all night.
Asi unoda unoda zvineva nama all night aiwa aka.
You want the same portion.
Ngari panguva yakafanira usaiswa pressure.
When the season comes, do not be put under pressure.
Kunzo marunya tai yako wani iyoyo.
That one time.
Yandongoona chandaya yabasunga.
That I see all the time I come. Continue putting
kana
it on. Kana
yanetsa ukatona pakavhunuria shato tora usunge. Kusika wana imwe. Mwari vanozokupa panguva yakafanira.
Haigona
kupinda pa pressure.
Don't be under pressure.
Una suti yange yakapfikwa so brother vamira kumberi. Ino time kukwidzima kunga kungangombe yabuda mudhiba.
It's like a cow that has come out of the
suti yacho zvoti vakaiwana zvei.
Do you know how he got that suit?
Mwana wakarorwa ande vakaitenga.
She's got a daughter that was married.
No pina pressure no mwana anomwanasikana wakagarorwa akatengerwa nomukwambo wake.
Now you're competing with
one. Yozvisa pa pressure izvo zvizvi.
And you put yourself under.
Without pa 500 you don't tambira uda kutenga suti yakadaro. Muchaita 5 months musingabhadhari rent. Ndoda kwe suti. Sia zvakadaro.
Let it go.
Kana zvanetsa handei kumukambo uku.
Becomes a problem.
Zvanetsa handei kumukambo $3.5.
We must go there. It's there $5.
Kana rombora kana kaunei wana futi yakadaro.
You can run into one like that.
Unoziya sei kuti ndakapfeka yakabva ku.
Do you know where one I'm putting where?
Unoziya sei.
How do you know?
Unoziya sei.
How do you know?
Pamwe jaukerere kumba iwe uyo yambeva uya yatsindi uya ya sausage.
Ndingaverenga
pa Europa pa uma pako kuti wadya chini.
How will people tell?
Ndingona ma smile hallelujah praise God.
You can just smile hallelujah.
Asimukati mune mbeva.
But there is mind.
Mukati mune mave. Gutsikana mwari zvakakuita usaiswa pa pressure famba zvishoma nezvishoma uchasvika kana waona vaiswa mberi uchitenda mwari nawo haigona kuvazondera izvo havana kuzvisvitsa ipo vakazvitswa namwari chitenda mwari nawo hotera kumashure pshapsha kuti vana vadiki voda kukwidzana na mai matangana na mai chesa na mai mfundisi.
Compete with my chesa and my matanga.
Vakataura norondo dzavo mapfekere vaita zvoma ndikupfeka hauzvitendi.
If you hear their history where they came from.
You started with two
or three. They had one.
Vaisiri savana.
These people were
smarani gashtrena. Ashtrena. Makore afambao.
Years went by and went by.
50 years.
50 years.
Haiskwetu takura.
Now we are.
Ndakataura 64 nguva yapfura.
I passed 64.
My wife is 60.
My wife is past
60. Iwe wakarorwa 2 years ago.
You married 2 years ago.
Wotonetseka kuti mai matanga.
Then you start troubling.
Ndakaona akapfeka rimwe zuro, vapfeka futi rimwe zuro.
So sister matanga with one dress yesterday.
50.
She's got another one today.
Versus iwe une 18.
50 years ago. Unusiri pa
high blood pressure kadaro.
Why do you put yourself under
pressure? Unusiri murume wako.
Why do you trouble your husband?
She's going to the house. 50 years.
She's accumulated those things over 50 years.
Yeah, she's 60 years. Over. She's 60 now. 60. 60.
Then you trouble yourself.
You got to busu. You mean you have 25 years. Imwe pasapa ya boka. Wonesika na ndakaona ndakaona zurani ndakaona. It's 64 years of collecting.
64 makore kuunganidza shangu.
Taka rwendo rwacho famba pore pore mwanangu.
Now you must
famba pore pore zvawapiwa izvozvo. Ibvo wato zvitenda izvozvo
ndizvozvo. You must be thankful for the little things you have.
Achinza
listening to that.
Who's the same brother?
Brother,
Moses took the rod and took the rock.
Why do you want me to take water out of the rock?
One of the tests of true leadership. Like they always say in various companies, is to be able to work under pressure. Are you able to work under pressure?
It's a high pressure job.
You should be able to work under pressure. In other words, pressures no we are as if we make some decision. Kutaku vara kambani maharat. No kuti mazuano kumare asiafambi zakanaka. Komuno vara go 2 months down the line zikaita zakanaka meita sei. Muno diversify mushingo mira mira muripo muchibata bata. You are able to work under pressure. Tombo dai. Kudzamara chakanangwa chaitika.
You must make plans and innovate and make sure you get to the desired end.
Usatungamirwa ne pressure.
Don't be put under pressure and be led.
Company tungamirwa ne policy.
Company is led by policy.
Church inotungamirwa neshoko.
A church is led by the word.
Kana campus yeshoko ichingotendeka chete, spoken words ichikubvuma. Tinenge chiona amen, hallelujah, praise
amen,
God.
Amen, hallelujah.
Vakamirira vakafa here.
Are you waiting?
Vangani vakafa nokumirira.
How many died?
Takationa vakawanda vakafa nokusamirira.
Others died by being impatient.
Vanhu.
People.
Oh. My brother, asangwe.
Brothers.
I'm a believer, but I'll show you the way.
Come from far, we've seen a lot of things.
But spoken with the room
they put this.
I will sort you out once and once for all. Was here fivefold minister to some prophets? Why should I say fivefold?
And they use this fivefold.
Pressure. Saka kwanzi Moses arova kudaro.
After Moses,
Mwari wakabva ndinoda kuverenga zvakati wandei but handichandiko. Zvikanzi mai, whiter sea we Moses, whiter sea.
What have you done, Moses?
So whiter is wachora ma types and shadows. Wavhiringidza urongwa hwangu.
You have disturbed the arrangement.
Waifan waku urawa kamwe chete. Pa cross of Calvary. Atongofa kamwe vanouya kupudzwa nezvese zvakuchingoitika kumutenda muna Kristu Jesu. Iwo akarova dombo kamwe waro wake chipiri. Zvinoreva kuti vanorwara vese nhasi uno vachatanga vati Kristu ngaambofa futi ozotipodza. Saka wabreka ma types and shadows.
Wachikora magwaro.
Pressure. Unogona kushora magwaro.
You may break scripture.
Nokumanyiswa.
Because of pressure.
My policy yangu mupenyu wana kwa hundi manyisa. Ndiyo pandoto banano garapasi manyisa. Kutikwe.
I will find a place where I can sit.
Matikudi.
What are you saying?
Ndi manye.
Do you want me to rush?
I
am going to rush in a while.
But now I'm
figuring out how I should rush. I might rush into a lion's mouth. When they say continue,
they say,
now I've got the revelation of it. People who make you
even
fall by the wayside.
Even
in the homes, they will put themselves under pressure. Because of you, that's why I'm where I am.
Have you
forgotten what you made me do?
And you can give example. Die, very one brother. One brother, ninge wambo die.
If it were brother so and so, they would not have done things.
The kadawita zai to na brother. How can I give example?
I was trying to do it in the brother's way. Look at where I am now.
Gutikanai.
You must be content with what God made you. Worship God the right way.
The kingdom of heaven, and all that you want shall be added.
You
won't even ask, but the Lord will continue to add.
But what is good is good.
He will add. It takes
one seeking after something.
We seek the giver and he gives us the
gifts.
Then God says, Moses.
What did Moses? Why have you done this? When he struck
office.
He struck it in the office.
Then a prophet is right when he's wrong.
Wakaita
kondra likunezaidwa namwari.
He was contrary to
Samara kana kudai wa mvura usabuda hanzo zvataura. Asine kuda kwe office yake.
Because of his office.
Mari akati ndikasatoita izvo zvomangwana muprofita akazomira vanhu havazomutende.
If I don't perform the miracle, the people will not believe the prophet.
So water had to come out anyhow.
Mvura yakatongobuda zvisine.
Because of his office.
Nekuda kwe office yake.
Office. But now, after honoring what the office said, God now goes to deal with the officer.
He
goes to deal with the officer.
Moses,
what
you done that
time?
Yes, the water came out. Do you know that you have you got yourself some pride and some glory?
Inindati, taura.
I said, speak.
Iwendokurova.
And then you struck.
Mvura yakabuda.
And the water came out.
As if kuti kuvanhu vachitaura asida rova yabuda zvakadaro. Wazviwanira mbiri iwe nokuvini.
You have gotten glory to yourself.
Saka nokuda kwaizvozvo.
Because of that.
Ndakudhila newesa officer.
I am now working
with your office. Ye office ndeimwe iyo ndinoisiya yakadaro mvura yabuda.
I will leave it. The water came out.
Kunyange washaisha.
Even if you've done wrong.
Asi iwe.
But you.
Hauchasvika.
You are not going to cross over.
Mvura yakagomo.
Stand on top of the mountain and look over the land. You are not going to cross over.
Office and officer.
Zimbo nempati wa.
Brother Branham.
Brother Branham.
Deben.
What
is South Africa?
He's in South Africa.
He must come here.
He must come here.
Brother Branham, you can say, "Man, the name of Tamari Watindisa."
Yeah, pressure. And God will be not to go there.
You can say, "Iwa, Iwa, Brother Branham." That old Zawa Paris verse, you know, because that
is the meeting.
Yeah, no shot.
If you don't go, things will go bad.
Brother Branham, what can I say for God?
Brother Branham was put under pressure. And he went.
As for what kind of work, now people don't worry.
When he went, the people were not healed. Did not the them that were laid come up? As
for what kind of
but he was struck by amoeba.
Kwe makore vari murwere wazo mwari vakudila na officer.
God was dealing with the officer.
Ndakakutaurira kuti usaenda.
I told you not to go.
Ukaiswa pa pressure nevarume vanofamba nava.
Your associates put you under
pressure nevaparidzi.
The preachers put you under pressure.
Zvakanaka wakaenda.
And then you went.
Chiratidzo chomuprofita chikaitwa.
And the vision
vakakomborerwa.
People were blessed.
Asi ndakudila newe.
But I am now dealing with
you. Urwere.
You have got a sickness. You've got an illness.
Tenderera, tenderera,
you went around.
Mwari vakutira nechi? The officer.
He's working with the officer.
Do both on at least kana usingaremekedzi. Asiremekedzawo office yacho.
Respect the officer. Respect the office instead.
Are we together?
Tiritose here.
Paivana David.
There was David.
Paivana Saul.
Saul.
Who was Saul who had killed David?
Do you know that Saul wanted to kill David?
David, Saul had many opportunities.
David akapiwa mukana
akawana. Many opportunities to kill him. One time I tomba kuri mwe chita akacheka chipinga chende.
And he was going
to the wangu.
Says, my Lord,
why
do you seek my life? If I wanted to
sleep,
look at this opportunity that I had. But I did not. What have I done wrong against you? My child, you have showed that you are more righteous than I. You have shown me that I am useless. God is going to make you king. When he makes you king, remember my family. Do not forget it. He wanted to kill him. He wanted to destroy him. But he spared him.
Says,
touch not my anointed.
Abraham.
Took the wife. They were both the bodies had been changed. And one king said, ah, who's this wife? Who's this woman?
Yes,
not even want all these other women.
That
everyone that you see, I want them. You must leave some of them. Even brothers too. We are troubled by the brothers from
your church.
When they go there, when they come here, a brother from your church. You are here today, but after tomorrow lunch, you are to see me. Some of those missions. Now you must not go to those missions. I have stopped you from going. Your mischief has been put right in the open. Brothers and sisters. You can just be playing around, right around.
It's my sister.
Sister, my wife, we worship at the same church.
Ah, brother, and
the king said, I found myself. And God visited him and said, you are a dead man. You must bring this man back his wife. He's my servant.
Lord,
you know my
righteousness.
You know my
I'm
a righteous man. This man has lied to me. This one doesn't lie. This one
is
doesn't
lie. Lie. This one.
Abraham.
Talking
about Abraham. This one. He was not in the promise.
As Abraham wanga ari muimbiso.
But Abraham was in the promise. What God recognizes is the promise he gave. Cast away the evil spirit that's on you.
And he went.
The problem that's with us is
if
you've done wrong, you must accept. God will respect you for that.
I'm sorry is a golden rule in life.
It's
a secret for success.
You trying to prove yourself right. It's me. I'm wrong. Tell your wife, I'm sorry.
With my woman, I am sorry.
Now the wife must also do likewise.
It's not weakness. It's not a weakness. It's victory.
It's
a victory, actually.
I think we can close it off right here. The Lord bless you. Understand
us? We are general
practitioners.
I'm a general practitioner.
I cross the divide.
ati goli kunyasosetsenura
you cannot zero in
pano mwana ngobatawo chimwe kana chiviri
can grab something the other one can grab one
ngati dzidze kuremekedza
let us learn to respect
mortals respecting other mortals
munhu wenyama achiremekedza mumwe munhu
you believe that
munozvitenda here izvi
you believe that
munozvitenda here izvi
god bless you
mwari vagoropafadzei
As I hand over song leader, I love him, I love him, I love
him. I love him, I love him.
Love him, I love because if bless you and
just my
faith on God.